It's Ryan's first night in Tokyo, and after a long day of negotiating business with very important clients, he is eager to relax. The gentle heat of the city on the verge of a hot summer licks at his neck, and so he loosens his tie and undoes the tight collar of his work shirt. The night spring breeze dances in through the cracked window that looks out over the city and its sparkling lights. The breeze kisses at Ryan's now exposed neck. Ryan is alone, but he won't be for long. He's expecting company. For the first time in his life, Ryan has contacted an escort service. But he wanted something special. The service suggested he receive a modern geisha escort, a woman of many talents, artistry, and sublime sensuality. They said his geisha should be arriving shortly. He left her a key at the front desk so that she could come in and surprise him at any moment. Ryan is nervous. He feels his heart racing as he answers the door. False alarm, Ryan thinks, as his room service cart is wheeled inside. He tips the server as his heart rate slows, his stomach still full of butterflies. Where is she? His meeting had gone late, and Ryan ordered a full spread of sashimi. He lifts the silver platter cover and reveals the most beautiful pieces of fish, glistening and moist. He ordered sparkling sake as well, but realizes there is no ice to keep the bottle cool. He checks his watch, torn, endorphins still rushing in anticipation. She could walk through the door at any second. But what good is warm, sparkling sake? Ryan is hasty as he fills his ice bucket. The cool of the ice machine feels wonderful near his face and warm body. He can feel his nipples become erect underneath his undershirt. He pauses, indulging in an ice cube. He runs it across the back of his neck, the hairs beginning to raise in gratitude and coolness. As the ice melts, it runs inside and down the back of his shirt. He feels calmer now, feels crazed and frenzied. But how long will this composure last? Back outside his room, Ryan finds his door just ajar. Seated on a chair in the dark corner of the room is the most beautiful woman Ryan has ever seen. Everything from her luscious hair, to her dazzling eyes, to her soft lips is pure perfection. The woman is wearing a silk kimono, but as she rises, he notices how taut the sash is around her waist, accenting her body in the most distracting of manners. Desire awakens in Ryan's hard cock. Ryan's cheeks flush in embarrassment. He bows carefully to her, keeping his neck and back as straight as possible, and his eyes from wandering across her enticing figure. She bows in return, and they lock eyes as they move to stand upright. Ryan notices her kimono is a bit looser at the top than before, her collarbones now more exposed. Blood rushes downward towards his groin. She smiles at him coyly, taking the bucket of ice from his hand with her slight fingers, just brushing against his. The smallest movement arousing him enormously. She places the ice bucket on the room service cart. Instead of putting the sake in the ice bucket, she extracts a piece of ice and brings it to her lips, running it across them slowly as the ice drips into her fingers and mouth. Ryan searches for his tongue to make the movements around the foreign word, but finds himself mesmerized as the geisha sucks the ice cube, gently. He imagines how good her lips would feel around his throbbing dick. With her nimble, now wet, fingers, the geisha has opened the sparkling sake. She pours it into the two glasses, looking to Ryan to say when. Ryan was accustomed to making the first move, but the geisha was so striking. Her beauty mesmerized him into obedience. She had come to serve him, and yet he felt it should be the other way around. He wanted to get on his knees and worship at her feet, his nose buried forever within her pussy. With a delicious smile, she sits down on the bed, one hand extended. Ryan accepts her hand, which is still slick and cool with ice, and it takes all his restraint to not take her and fuck her senseless right then and there. He respects her artistry, and he knows that with great patience will come great reward. With this command, Ryan obeys. He moves slowly, taking the chopsticks from their wrapper and breaking them in half. The sound is sharp and powerful, erotic even. He takes a piece of sashimi and raises it from the platter, moving it fluidly to her mouth. She opens her lips for him, ready to accept his load. Once the fish touches her tongue, she wraps her lips down around the chopsticks, sucking them. She swallows gratefully. Now Ryan takes control, laying her back on the bed. He licks the chopsticks she sucked and proceeds to trace them along her body. She writhes in delight. He carefully unties her kimono, exposing her chest and abdomen, before placing a piece of cold sashimi right between her breasts. The texture surprises and excites the geisha. He stands over her and moves his mouth just above the sashimi, his breath hot and dancing above her exposed skin. The anticipation brings a wetness between her legs. Then he laps at her body, sucking in the fish and kissing between her full bosom. He traces his fingers along her legs and up her thighs, delicately, feeling as her body builds with excitement the more he touches her. She wants to pounce on him and fuck him just as badly as he wants it. He can see it in her eyes. But the longer he waits, the better she will feel as he's thrusting inside her. He moves his hand into the nearby ice bucket, taking a cube between his lips and running it up along the geisha's inner thighs. Her moans of pleasure confirm her desire is as insatiable as his. She unties her kimono completely, allowing him complete access to her supple, naked body, her breasts, her ass, and everything between her legs. He traces the ice around her sweet nipples as they grow erect. He moves to her neck, grabbing her hair as he sucks on her neck. With the slightest force, she giggles in pleasure. His mouth and the ice relocate to below her waist and disappear inside her. He tastes her with his cold, strong tongue, burying his face within her pussy. She grabs a fistful of his hair, eager for more of his mouth. He feels how desperate she is for him to fill her, and he smiles, his cock throbbing to do just that. She gets on her knees, kneeling to release Ryan from his tight trousers. She removes his belt first, the cool of the buckle tickling her fingers. She feels his erection from outside his pants before unzipping them. Their bodies both hot with excitement as she slides off his underwear and tastes him entirely. He feels safe in her mouth, secure, and ready to do anything she asks of him. She sucks his cock as he stands at the foot of the bed, watching her body moving back and forth to please him, her ass shaking, her tits bouncing. She obliges, bringing him deeper and deeper inside her, swallowing each thrust graciously as if it were sweet, sparkling sake. As he rides her mouth, he smells the breeze of the cherry blossoms once more and feels one with the city. She pauses to look up at him, to watch the delight upon his face. He takes her head in his hands and brings her up on her knees, tasting her divine lips for the first time all evening. He slides his fingers inside her, and she moans as he kisses her neck, laying her back on the bed once more. She wraps her legs around Ryan, the two no longer able to have restraint, politeness, or patience. He moves inside her and they both moan, grateful for this moment together. With each thrust, an eruption of pleasure, mouths and hands searching for whatever can make the other moan more. After all the waiting, finally able to serve one another, to taste and fuck each other to total completion, their bodies joining together in absolute exotic ecstasy. To fuck is the most ancient and worthwhile tradition, and for tonight, Ryan and his geisha did nothing but respect it.
Oh. 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 Oh.